Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. I actually think spring has finally come. I can throw away or get rid of my fur coat and put it away, my galoshes, my snow boots. Let me see what else that has stayed way past its time. The scraper, yeah, because last week we had snow, and I think we had snow. Yeah, we had snow this week and last week, and here it is, the end of March. So welcome, spring, and welcome to the Beauty Files. You know, with spring comes the whole, oh, I got to get my body back in shape. I got to do this. I got to go here, whatever. Because all winter, especially since it's been snowing, we have been noshing on everything, eating everything, just laying around in front of the fire or whatever you've been doing, drinking up everything, and not really getting out or not being able to get out. And that was our excuse, even though you can work out inside. But, you know, that's another story. So I am so happy to have Amber Enfield. She is the owner of the Curve Spa, Fitness Spa in Greenbelt, Maryland. And she's going to tell us all about the new spa plan that includes, now get this, Jillian Michaels. And if you all do not know who Jillian Michaels is, she's this fitness guru. She did the Biggest Loser. She got this body that's just to die for. And she incorporates, or Curves incorporates her vision, I guess, in the way to exercise. So we're going to talk to Amber more about that. And then later in the program, we have Kyra Allen. She is a lifestyle consultant. And she's going to tell us what's hot this year for spring. And it's so funny that she is doing this because earlier today, I have been doing the same thing. I do other radio show interviews, and I was on Star 97 this morning, and I was talking with Josh and Anna about the whole spring trends and what we can look forward to as far as colors and accessories. So we're going to talk to Kyra about that. And then also I did James Lowe, which is on XM satellite radio, and we were talking about makeup trends. So we're going to try to encompass all that in the short period of time that Kyra is going to give us. And then after that, get this, celebrity chef Richard Johnson. His clients includes the lovely Kathy Hughes, P. Diddy, and he is going to tell us about what is Obama wings. I don't know. And I saw some of Chef Johnson's stuff. He, his publicist sent me some pictures and some information about his food. And I know, that once I taste his stuff, I'm going to have to be encouraged for 24 hours a day. So without further ado, let me stop talking. Amber Enfield, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so, you know, I guess a lot of people are going to say, because there's so many different fitness programs that we can try, there's so many fitness places that we can go, why Curves?
Well, Curves is specifically designed for women. The machines, you know, are sized to fit women's bodies as opposed to some of the larger equipment that's at your, you know, larger gyms. And it's really the community aspect, too, I think, that sets us apart from a lot of places. You know, our circuit coaches are in the middle of our circuit, interacting with members, coaching them, you know, providing them with that a little bit of extra, you know, to get make sure you can see your results. But it also provides that sense of community where, you know, everybody kind of gets to know each other, and it's just a comfortable, supportive environment.
Now, I like the fact that it's all women. I love that because, you know, a lot of times, especially when you're starting out or when you want to start getting into shape, me, I don't really care. I mean, I'll go to a gym, you know, whoever is a man or woman. But I love the fact that there are a lot of women who are very uncomfortable about going into a co-ed gym, and they want to experience or they want to get a workout, but they're so self-conscious about how they look that most of the time they don't want to go into a gym because of that reason.
Exactly. You know, we hear a lot of times from women who come in that, you know, they feel like they already have to be in shape to go to the other gyms, that, you know, they feel like if they're just walking on the treadmill and there's people next to them, you know, running, it makes them feel self-conscious, or, you know, if they don't have the cutesy little outfits on, or, you know, and then we also hear from people that, you know, they want to go to the gym to work out, like they're not there to be hit on, and, you know, it's just, you know, they want to come to a more comfortable environment where none of that is there. Yeah,
because, you know, the whole social thing, I mean, I dig it. I get it. You know, you can meet, you know, you could probably meet your next friend, your boyfriend, your husband, whoever, your mate, whoever at the gym. But you're so right when you say, I want to go to get a workout. I don't want to have the social gathering part of it. And I also want to work out with women who are there to work out. They're not there running, oh, look at my speed. My speed is, I'm all the way up to 6'6", and I got an incline of 25. I don't care. I don't care. I want to be able to work out and, you know, not feel self-conscious about looking in the mirror and say, oh, God, is he looking at my butt? Oh, my butt looks so bad. Yeah, and I don't have the right outfit on, and it's not matching, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I want to go to workout, come out sweating, and feel good when I leave the gym.
Yes, yeah, and that's, you know, that's the environment that we try to create there, that, you know, it is a place where, you know, anybody can come, whether, you know, you are already in shape, whether you need to get in shape, it's your first experience at the gym, you know. Basically, you know, we're here for everybody.
Now, explain what you said. You said something earlier. You said circuit manager. I think that's what you said, or circuit people that are in there. Explain to us what exactly is involved with the Curves workout.
Okay, sure. The Curves, our exercise program is a circuit training, meaning that we have 13 pieces of equipment, strength training equipment, and in between those machines, we've got what we call recovery boards. They're little sort of spongy boards that you can walk in place, jog in place, dance, you know, jumping jacks, whatever you want to do on those in between the machines. And so basically everything's kind of set up in a circle. So one of our employees, basically, we call them circuit coaches, and they're out in the center of that, you know, all the machines and everything. They're keeping an eye on your form, making sure you're continuing to use the machines properly, you know, if not, correcting, you know, the form so that we can make sure that you're doing the machines properly. Obviously, that's our first concern. And then encouraging you to, you know, push yourself a little bit harder just so that you do see the results that you want to see. And
now also, I just got a message sent via email, and this person asked, free weights versus machines. They wanted to know if it's both. Do you use both or one or the other?
Yeah, at Curves, we actually have our machines are based on hydraulic resistance. So we've got cylinders on each of the machines that are filled with fluid. And as you move the different parts of the machine, you build up resistance inside of that cylinder. So a couple of reasons that that is better than free weights or even other machines, like with the cables and pulleys and that sort of thing. It's a lot safer in that you're pushing and you're pulling in both directions. A lot of the injuries that happen in gyms happen in the lowering, you know, of the weight. So you may be able to lift that, you know, weight up to do when you do a bench press, but in lowering it back down, if it's too heavy, that puts too much strain on your muscle, and that's where people tend to pull muscles. So with our machines, you're pushing against the resistance, you're pulling back against that, and building that up during the time that you're there. And basically, each time you push and pull, the resistance inside that cylinder is going to get harder and harder, and each time you push and pull, it's going to be harder.
Wow. Wow. Now, you know, a lot of women will probably also say, because I don't mind, I love the whole definition of the muscles. I love to, you know, I'm not going, oh, you know, like the bodybuilders do. I'm not, you know, striking a pose with baby oiled down body. But I love that definition of muscles, and I love to see muscles on women. Not that whole, you know, the muscle builder. No, the kind that's like that soft, you know, feminine but looks really strong muscle. Are a lot of women afraid of that, that they're going to get too muscular?
Yeah, we do. That is a concern for some people. You know, they come in and they say, oh, I don't want to be too bulky. You know, one with our machines, it's not possible for you to get, you know, to that bodybuilder, level. If you wanted to sort of go that route, you would need to use free weights. This is more designed to strengthen muscles and to just tone. That's really what we're looking to do, just to, you know, create that little bit of definition in the arms. You can wear the sleeveless dress or, right, you know, in the leg and in, you know, the calf muscles. You can wear your skirts or your capri pants or, you know, that sort of thing. And just to kind of, again, to help strengthen. So many women, you know, are weak in their upper body, lower body. It, you know, as you age, it definitely helps that to keep you from falling and, you know, to be able to just be able to do things on your own. You know, we have we do have some women who are, you know, 70 plus and who come in and work out, and, you know, they are able then to stay in their own homes and not, you know, have to go into assisted living type places or nursing homes, because they do have the strength to be able to, you know, shovel their own driveway and all the snow we've been having, and to carry in their own groceries and that sort of thing. So it's really important, especially after the age of 40, when your body starts to naturally lose its muscle mass, to help maintain that and kind of keep it, you know, if not build a little bit more, so that you can, you know, kind of stay strong for your golden years.
That is awesome. And the whole thing about 70s, you know, I have a friend who I just found out was 70. I didn't realize it because she swims every day and she walks like, but it's so important that, you know, you incorporate some type of exercise program. And then I'm also reading here, Amber, that you all help with nutrition and you have meal plans.
Yes, we do. We have our Curves Complete program, which includes the fitness aspect of the Curves, you know, which we've been popular for years. So now basically what members can do is you get access to our online website, where it creates meal plans specifically for you. You put in all of your preferences and it'll build a meal plan for you. And there's all kinds of trackers and resources and things like that on the Curves Complete website. And with that plan, you also get a weekly one-on-one coaching session where you work one-on-one with one of our staff members. And they will, you know, help you look at your meal plan for the week, see where you were struggling, you know, see what we can help you with. Is it emotional eating? Is it skipping snacks, skipping breakfast, you know, eating late at night, those kinds of things. So we help you to guide you a little bit and give you some tools to change those kind of behavioral aspects as well.
Wow. And the Jillian Michaels aspect of it, what does Jillian Michaels bring to Curves?
She kind of has revamped a little bit our workouts. So what we have is a video that she has taped, and we play that during our class time. And in between the strength training machines that we have, she's designed moves to do. They're functional, like body weight movements. Mm-hmm. And so what, you know, things like push-ups and jumping jacks and, you know, squats and with all kinds of different twists to them. And so basically we're, you know, just using our muscles in different ways than we would on the machine. They incorporate cardiovascular movement, strength training movement, and stability movement as well.
So now, how important, I mean, because I know that strength training, you know, builds muscle, whatever, but how important is incorporating both of those, the strength training and the dieting or the meal plan? Or can I do one or the other? I mean, can I just go to Curves and just do the workout and, you know, eat? Well, let me see. I won't say diet. I'm going to give a scenario. I go to Curves, work out, and then, you know, resume or eat the way I normally did that got me to that size? Or should I actually talk with someone at Curves or whomever and incorporate an exercise program? I mean, I'm sorry, a meal program.
Yeah, well, we do offer both membership options. You know, you can just focus on the fitness if that's what you'd like. We have some people who are at a healthy weight who just want to maintain what they're doing, or people who, you know, are just not ready mentally to kind of tackle the eating aspect. So the Curves Complete program is always there to be added on, really to see the best results. And, you know, we recommend including the exercise with the strength training and the cardiovascular, so you're toning your muscles, building your muscles, you know, burning calories with the cardiovascular, and then also looking at what you're eating. So that's where we really see the best results is with both of those, but we can certainly accommodate anybody.
And those are incorporated, I mean, you said the cardiovascular and then you said the strength, and that's in a 30-minute workout?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
We use the work on the machines to get your heart rate up, and then you use the little boards in between to keep your heart rate going. So you're elevating your heart rate, and then you're keeping it elevated for, you know, at least 20 minutes. It's 26 or so minutes here. So you're getting strength training. You're also getting the cardiovascular. You're doing multiple muscle groups on each machine. Like I said, with the hydraulic, you know, you're getting to do each opposing muscle groups on each machine. So it really, it's very compact, you know, quick, 30-minute workout. So,
Are you at liberty to say what the cost is?
That really depends on the area. It could range anywhere from $34 a month up to $70 a month, depending on the area and which plan that you wanted to go with.
Now, you say area as far as the location of the spa?
We're all across the United States, in Canada, and they're actually international as well. Some of your metropolitan areas, we're just right outside of Baltimore and D.C.,
right.
So it could be a little bit more expensive than places that are a little bit more rural. And Curves, because we're franchises, Curves International has, sort of some guidelines as to what they recommend based on the area, based on income levels and composition, pricing and all that kind of thing.
And how long have you been at this location in Greenbelt? Because I'm just hearing about the Greenbelt location.
Okay. Our club actually has been here it'll be 10 years this summer.
Years? Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually joined the staff right when the club first opened. So I just was an employee, and then a few years into working here, the owners were looking to find a buyer. They had small families and, basically needed to, something had to go and they needed to focus more time on their family. So they actually sold the business to myself and my mother-in-law is my co-owner.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we have been here for the last 8 years.
So you used to work there and you loved it so much that you decided to buy. I love that story. You loved it so much that you decided to buy it because this was something that you knew worked. What is the most dramatic results have you seen at your club? Because I know there's been there has to be some type of a weight loss story that you can probably remember. Someone that came in, maybe starting the beginning of the year and they came back and you go, woo, child.
Yeah, we do. We have one lovely lady who comes in the evenings and, she gets here right half an hour before we close because she's, struggling to get here after work, comes on Saturdays when we're open. And she, over the last several years, with the diet and the Curves exercise, has lost over 100 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
To see her go from, struggling to do two times around the circuit and really just, trying to get here and just move. So now, she's doing the Jillian Michaels classes, just getting down on the ground doing push-ups and, just really kind of pushing herself to maintain, what she has lost and, just kind of keep those healthy habits that she's developed. So, it's definitely rewarding as someone who works here to know that we've had a hand in helping that.
I can imagine you feeling really good that you've made this investment, but not only did you make the investment of having that, you've actually helping other people get to a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, it's definitely very, very rewarding. I've always enjoyed working with people, like I said, just knowing that we have, a little bit of a hand in them becoming healthier and, we hear stories all the time of women coming in saying that they've, had blood pressure medications lowered. They're not on medications anymore. Their diabetes is, almost non-existent and, it's very heartwarming. It just makes you feel good, makes you sleep good at night, to know that you're doing a good thing. So.
Now, Amber, before I let you go, tell our audience, because I just got a couple of, email, location number one, I know it's in Greenbelt, but I want you to give the exact address, the time of operation, and who should they call if they want to come in and make an appointment.
Okay. We're in the older part of Greenbelt, back where the city offices and everything are. Our address is 103 A Centerway. In Greenbelt, and the zip code's 20770. They can actually talk to anybody. Can I give you the phone number?
That would be fantastic.
Okay, our number here at the club is 301-474-1747. And any of our staff who are here, you know, can help set them up. We offer free tours and what we call a fitness assessment, where we have, you know, potential members come in and we talk about, you know, trying to figure out what you're looking for in a gym and let you know how we can help you. We, you know, take some measurements, help you set goals, and then, you know, tell you how we can help you reach them. So,
yeah, because that would be important. I guess some people want to kind of see what they're getting into, and they want to look around and just see, you know, if they're comfortable with the surroundings or the settings or whatever. And I didn't get the operation times. What time, how early are you open? How late?
Our location is open up at 6:30 in the morning, and we are open all throughout the day. We close at 8 in the evening, and then that's Monday through Friday. Saturdays, we're here from 8 to noon, and we're closed on Sundays.
Okay, and you close on Sunday. Amber, it's been such a pleasure learning more about the Curves fitness program. And as I told you before the show started, I am actually coming there next week. You know, it's important for me to incorporate a workout program because I do know the benefits of working out, and I do love the benefits of strength training. So you'll be hearing from me next week, and I'll come and make an appointment with you guys next week. So I really do appreciate you telling our audience about the Curves program.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And coming up next, we have Kyra Allen. She is a lifestyle coach, and she's going to tell us what you can expect after all those Curves workouts to look like in a beautiful dress, shorts, whatever. So stick around. Give me 30 seconds. We'll get Kyra on the line, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. I'm laughing at my engineer, Don. He is so fabulous. And he's I love him. I love him to death. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love this guy. Yeah, we were talking about Curves earlier, and let me give you the address again. 103A is in Apple Center Way, and that is in Greenbelt, Maryland. And if you're not familiar with Old Greenbelt, Old Greenbelt has this fabulous theater. It's called P&G Greenbelt. It's an old theater. It has these big seats, great fresh popcorn, and the screen is huge. So if you like watching independent films or great films, go to that theater as well while you're over there at the Curves. After you leave Curves, you know, you go to the movie and check out this movie. Kyra Allen is a lifestyle guru. You know, she's everywhere. She knows about everything fashion, you know, how to look your best. You know, Kyra, I have been doing a couple of radio shows recently talking about Spring Fashion Week, spring fashions, you know, what are the new colors, what can we expect, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Welcome, Kyra, to the Beauty Files.
Hi, Juanita. How are you?
I am great, and I am so glad, because I know you're busy, I'm so glad you took the time to talk to me about this, so I'm going to get right to it. What can we expect for this spring?
What?
As far as clothes.
Okay, so you can expect crop tops. Those are huge right now.
What is that called again?
A crop top.
Okay, I'm getting a really bad connection. I can barely hear you.
Sorry, I'm walking back in the building.
Okay. Well, while she's walking back in the building, I will tell you this. One of the one of the colors that we are expecting to see, or several colors, we're going to see a return of the, I call them the sherbet colors, the beautiful pastels, blush, the color blush, which is like a pink mauve, brown pink mauve. That's one of the hottest colors this spring. We're also going to see a lot of lavender, a lot of the orchid colors. We're going to see a lot of the mint green. You know, I saw Michael Kors' fashion show, and he had this all these great fashions that incorporated what I like to call old Hollywood. Everything looked, you know, like I'm lounging in a chair, I'm taking it easy, I'm in Sonoma, you know, going through a wine tasting. So I think I got Kyra back, so let me stop talking, talking about going back to Michael Kors. I love him. But, yeah, tell me, now what did you just say? You said what was coming this spring?
Crop top.
Now, I don't know what that is. Nobody, what is that?
It's basically a short shirt. Your midriff is showing.
Oh, a croc. Oh, croc. Okay, I see what you're saying. Crop. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. So what if you don't have a good stomach for that?
You might not want to be doing that. Not a good idea. Now, you should know that every trend, you should evaluate it on whether it's relevant for you. You shouldn't just do trends because it's in. You know, you have to look at how does this fit into my everyday life, what I do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and how does it look on me?
I am so glad you're saying that, because I am seeing a surgence of women who are wearing these leggings that have the little leather panels on the side. Some of them look good.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of it.
Some of them look crazy. No matter how you think it looked in your home, it looked bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, that's any trend, anything in general. People just don't care sometimes. I don't know.
And what are you saying about jewelry? I mean, you know, are we still getting into a whole lot of jewelry? Are we minimizing? What are you seeing?
I see a lot of bracelets and bangles kind of together, and especially around where your watch is. I see a lot of that. Earrings, maybe dangles, more kind of chandelier, dangly kind of earrings, and then the mainstays like the studs and the hoops, they're always in, no matter what's going on.
Now, are you loving the chunky jewelry?
I'm petite, so it doesn't really work for me. I mean, I can't. If I wear it, I have to wear one piece, and it can't be too crazy because I'm under 5 feet, so it'll overwhelm me. It just looks kind of look crazy. So, I mean, some people, it looks really good. It's not something that I would wear.
You know what I love, Kyra? I love the fact that, I mean, and, you know, you probably have great legs or whatever, but I'm loving the fact that skirts are hitting the right above the knee now.
Yeah, that's always been a thing for me because I'm petite, you know, again, so the above the knee is perfect for me. But
right.
Knee-length skirts are in too now, so we're seeing those paired with the crop tops a lot.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said, you know, your disclaimer earlier, you said, you know, not everybody should be wearing the crop shirts, because everybody can't wear everything that's out there.
Mm-mm. Just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should wear it. Just saying.
I'm just saying. Exactly. Now, what are you seeing, you know, when you have to advise or give your expert opinions or whatever on, like, makeup? Because I'm seeing a lot of I know the pastel thing is in, but I am seeing a whole lot of glitter. And I'm not talking about that bad glitter. I'm talking about this, it's kind of like a liner glitter, where you line your eyes and you give this, like, a nice little sweep of this really understated glitter, if glitter can be understated.
I like glitter. I think it's a cute kind of, almost like a little accessory sort of, because you can really play with glitter and make it cute, or it can be a little childish. So,
right.
But it's fun. I think it's fun.
And when should you not wear glitter?
Probably during the day. I think that's more of a nighttime thing, unless you're
performing somewhere.
Yeah, unless you're performing somewhere. Or you have a job that really, you know, you can kind of look crazy or whatever. I guess that's like tattoos. You know, how, you know, wear a or be able to show your tattoos if you're in a, an office environment where you can, you know, actually show all your tattoos. I mean so, you know, I guess.
Yeah, true.
And what about shoes? What are you thinking about shoes?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot. I've seen the wedges. Wedges are always kind of an in thing. I don't wear them because I can't, weirdly enough, I can't walk in them.
Really?
I'm always falling over when I wear these stupid wedges. I can wear the 5 foot, 5 inch heels, but I can't wear wedges. And because the weight is so unevenly distributed on the sole, so if you step on any uneven plane or anything, you could be on the ground in 2 seconds. So I just tend to stay away from that.
Are you seeing like the return of the platform shoe or the stilettos? I think stilettos are kind of on their way out.
The platforms will always be in because it's a great shoe and you could wear it with just about anything.
Right.
So I think that will always pretty much be in. Stilettos, they're always sort of around too. Just you see more embellishments on them. Like I saw some today. I remember the designer, but it was these huge bows on them, and it just looked a bit much. Unless you're performing or you're on the runway, I don't know where the hell you would wear those. They look a little crazy. I mean, you know, like Alice in Wonderland kind of stuff. You know. So.
You know, I have seen that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've actually seen women, and you can tell me if you saw the same thing. There are a lot of women now that are trying to wear this stuff, or trying to stay in fashion with these shoes or whatever, and they really cannot walk in those shoes. And I think it looks worse when you're trying to walk or you're trying to deal with it.
Well, I think women should practice wearing shoes before they go out in anywhere, and just in general. I mean, I've been wearing high heels since I was 15, so I can walk in any type of shoe anywhere, as long as I tend to wear more strappy type of heels because they stay on your feet better.
Right.
Whereas, you know, pumps that don't have straps, they can come off. You have to wear the little things in the back to kind of keep them on if you have a narrow heel there. So, yeah, I mean, just in general, practice walking around because there's so many times I wish I could just film somebody, you know, black out their face, but film them and how they're just struggling to make it down the street in heels. And you're like, why are you even wearing them? Just put on some flats and call it a day. It just looks crazy.
I mean, you know, Kara, that's funny you say that because the other day I was, girl looked fabulous. She, you know, had a nice figure. She had on these really, really high shoes. And I kept saying to myself, oh, my God, how is she walking in those? How is she walk? And all of a sudden, flat on her face. I mean, in the middle of the street. just looked and I said, are you okay? And she said, just help me up. Help you up. I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm going to help you up because you're in the middle of the street and traffic is about to come. But she was struggling with those heels. You know, when did you say no? Let's, you know, because flats are coming back. Flats are hot this season. You know, every show that I saw, they had these. I mean, I'm not a big total flat person where just like it's so flat you don't have an arch, but flats are hot this season. And I love the way that Gucci has these beautiful, these beautiful boots. It's for the fall, not the spring. But they did a return of the square heel boot. And it looks like a 1960s go-go boot. It is the most fabulous thing I've ever seen in my life. I am ready to not pay a mortgage payment just to buy those boots.
That's so funny. Well, I mean, like I said, just in general, people need to practice whatever shoe, boot, whatever it is that you're wearing. And not just walk around when you're buying it. Take it home and walk it around and walk around it in your house. And then, you know, because certain floors are harder to walk on than other surfaces or whatever are harder to walk on, where the shoe, if it doesn't have a strap, is not going to stay on your foot that good. I've seen a lot of people who walk around with shoes that you clearly don't fit. There's like an inch gap between their heel and the shoe. I'm thinking, how is that even staying on your foot? So I don't know. That would just be my advice.
No, I love that advice, actually, to walk around in your house and see, you know, how it fits, how it feels, if it's flipping off on your foot. And I think that's what happened with an old girl who was walking across the street. I think it just flipped off her foot, and she just fell. You know, she couldn't, you know, maintain it. But I see that a lot on television. I see people coming on the air, and the person from The View, she came out, you know, they were doing their opening. She fell flat on her face. Trying to walk in those shoes. I mean, it was just hilarious. I just kept playing it back going, oh, my God, this is so funny. But she clearly didn't know how to walk in the shoes. Yeah, what can you do? Exactly. I mean, and speaking,
but
laugh and watch it on YouTube every you know, for thousands of times. Just, you know, you're feeling depressed, just turn on a YouTube and you'll get happy again. You'll start smiling because you see that. It's ridiculous.
Well, is there anything else really cool you need to ask me? Because I really got to run. I'm running away.
Oh, okay. No, I think that's it. Kyra, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And that's Kyra Island.
No problem.
She is a lifestyle guru, and we'll be right back. We'll be talking with Chef Richard Johnson in just a moment. Stay with us. So first of all, Chef Johnson is laughing because everyone loves the engineer. He's so animated. That's number one. Number two, you know, it was a live show, and I had gotten Kyra at the last minute, and Kyra basically told me I got to run. So I apologize for you all hearing that on the air. God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the beauty of live, the beauty of live radio. Yeah. So I don't care. You know, hey, I live my life as a live radio show. Now let me stop.
That's right.
Welcome to the Beauty File. I know, you know. And I, now I have Chef Richard Johnson. He, okay, I'm going to tell you, Richard Johnson. Would you want me to call you Chef? Because I like that Chef.
Whatever you want to call me, that's fine with
me. I'm calling you Chef.
Okay.
Well, Chef, right. I saw some photos that your publicist, Kevin, sent me. And let me tell you, I was watering in the mouth. Welcome to the Beauty Files. You are everywhere. You have done everybody, every person. You've done, you worked with Kathy Hughes. You've worked with P. Diddy. You did his, I think it's called the White Party.
It was all white party, yeah.
You did the NFL player draft party. Welcome to the show. How did you get started? And tell us about those Obama wings.
Well, the Obama wings, you know, when President Obama, when he won the election, I had to come up with a sauce for him because I was like, we got to do something for him. And being that he's from Hawaii, I had to come up with a sauce. So I figured sweet and sour would work. So we started making the different sauces, and I had to add a little lemon pepper to it, and it just went well, and it's our number one sauce as we speak right now. It's doing very good.
Wow. And do you just put the sauce over any type of chicken, or do you have to make it a certain way? Or
I put it over the chicken. I do wings. I can do it in seafoods. I can put it in pasta dishes. I mean, you can incorporate it pretty much for anything. Put it on burgers. It's just I had to make something to represent the man. And I mean, I'm not saying that wings represent him. I just had to do something for him. And hopefully he will come and get these experience these wings because everybody in his circle and around him have had the wings. I just need for the man to get the wings.
So now, where do you have your operation? I mean, do you
We're in Merle Heights, Maryland, which is about 20 minutes from D.C., which is about 30 minutes from the White House. One day he's going to get these wings.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, especially if he's hearing that they're called the Obama wings. So tell us about your humble beginnings.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, New York. I got in some trouble when I was 19 years old, so I left and went to my cousin was going to Bethune-Cookman College, Julius Bell, and he was coming back seeing that I was heading the wrong direction. And the day that he had me come to Daytona Beach to visit for 2 weeks is the day the police came for me. So I knew then I couldn't go back home, and I got me a newspaper from 7-Eleven and looked through the newspaper and realized that I wasn't experienced to do anything. So I had to find a job where I could figure I could eat. So I started off as a dishwasher, and that was in 2001.
Oh.
And I started off as a dishwasher. Then I just hated washing dishes. So then I started watching them prepare the food, and I just, you know, I've been doing it for 30 years now. I'm 4-star, 5-star restaurants, resorts, country clubs, and I just fell in love with what I do. And then to have the experience to go in business for myself in the field, that's something I love, is rewarding, and to be able to help people, you know.
So now, when you say that you worked in different 5-star restaurants and hotels and stuff, would you encourage others that are trying to do what you're doing as far as having your own business, your own catering company, to start out, you know, actually getting that on-work experience, you know, on-the-job work experience?
Yes, ma'am. I would definitely tell people that. And it's like this. I look at in the field that we're in, food, people going to eat to the end of the days. You know, you can't run out of people to entertain. Food is part of our life. It's every day.
Oh, my
God.
And
I do encourage them, yes, to go into the business. And I have trained a lot of people who have went on to do very nice things and having their own business to running nice restaurants from Chicago to New York City to Florida. So, yeah, I've seen some people that was underneath me do some very good things.
So Metro City Wings, what is that?
Metro City Wing House. Well, I had a store called Marlon Wing House. I had that store for 13 years.
Okay.
Metro City Wing House is a store I created so I could franchise the name because Marlon Wings is something that's in the city itself. So you couldn't really take that on the road. But Metro City Wings is something that's universal. I can go to any state, any city, you know, because they're a metropolitan area.
Right.
And it's worked very well for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I actually had 5 stores at one time, you know, family, messing with family. I tried to do things that people said wouldn't work, which they said, don't mess with your friends and don't mess with family.
I know that. Oh yeah.
And it really took me for a loop. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
So you had a lot of family members that were with your business, and it kind of mm-hmm. they were eating your profits.
And people, well, literally eating several different kind of ways. You could, whether it was taken in, and I understand why it don't work, because with family, sometimes you grow up with people, and then they see you. Because I work hard for this. I mean, I work a lot of hours, so some people think that they deserve or that they're better than you, so they feel that they should be entitled to what it is you do. And not take that long road and putting the work in. So sometimes
exactly.
you have feelings internally that you don't know about it until the day comes and be like, when you was, you never got in trouble when you were little. So some people can hold that against you.
Yeah, and then sometimes, people can use that as a stepping stone to know that I will never go back to that again because this is what it was before and this is what it is
yes.
now.
That's
and
right.
the sweat and the hard work that you created only for someone to just say, oh, okay, here I am. It's like, wait a minute. I did
right.
all this before
That's
you
right.
came here, and
That's
you're just
right.
going to step in the front row and just say, serve me. I'm ready. I'm here.
That's right. And the thing is, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because, for one, if you don't love what you do, if I give you a $10 million a year, a $10 million business, if you don't know how to work it and it's not in your heart to do it, it's not
right.
going to work anyway.
Right. Now, tell us some of the stuff that you have as far as your catering cuisine. Like I said before, when I was talking to before you came on, I was telling everybody you were going to be on the show and that I saw pictures of some of the dishes that you had, and it just looked fantastic.
We do ribs, we do shrimp, we do scallops, we do chicken, I don't do a burger unless people ask for it, but I mean, my food I consider is American food. I mean, whatever I put my hands on, I make love to the food.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, whether it's yeah. pasta, whether it's starch, I mean, whatever it is, vegetables, I just like cooking for people. And, like right now I'm doing some dishes on Facebook right now, and so 7 people are treated to a pasta dish, and they can put whatever they want in it, whether it's lobster, scallop, shrimp. I just cater to the people, and I just constantly, I've asked God to give me this, so every day I give back to stay humble and remember my beginning.
So now when you say you give back, what do you do?
Okay, like I feed, like on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I feed single family households. Then I might go on Facebook and say, okay, I want to feed 10 people who are broke today. They don't have no money. Don't have no money for lunch. I'm going to cater to you. And then it's promoting your business. In the last
right.
2 months, I've been giving away 300 wings every day in my location. Just to give back, to say thank you for the support, because if it wasn't for the people supporting me, I wouldn't be in business.
And so I know you can't be just doing all this yourself. I mean, I'm sure you have people that help you.
I have a staff of 5 people.
Okay, okay.
But I just love doing what I'm doing. So sometimes I'm working 16, 18-hour days. I just took some of the stuff that I did in the restaurants that I'm just putting it through my store, because what it is everybody not eating. People trying to be more healthy about what they're eating. So
right.
I want to show people that we don't just do buffalo wings, and I can give you and cater to you things that's, to people that have diabetes or high blood pressure. I'm just doing some different stuff to let them know we're just not a wing house.
Okay, so I don't know what you look like, chef, but all that food, how do you keep, I think that you're probably in shape or whatever, but how do you keep in shape with all that good stuff going on?
You just have to, I've been cooking for 30 years, so,
okay.
I mean, even though the food is good around me, I have to remember that I just turned 50, so I can't just eat everything that's around me. So, I tell everybody to do things in moderation.
Right.
You shouldn't deny yourself everything, but just do it in moderation. Eat small portions of it.
Right.
And, when you cook every day, I don't cook at home. When I leave my store, anything that I do is going to be at the store. I have not used my stove in 10 years at home at all. So, I just try to change up my lifestyle. And just, because being that I do this for a living, I do know how to eat. You know what I mean? I do know
right.
things. I eat more vegetables than anything. Meat might consist of maybe 25% of my meal. Very little starch. I do have high blood pressure, so I have to regulate anything. I look at everything on the back of every label, everything. And if it's more than 2,000 milligrams of sodium, I just push it to the side.
Oh wow! And I guess that's important as far as like with seasonings and all that stuff. You know, people who are and especially since you're, you know, battling high blood pressure, you kind of know, you know, what not to put into your foods or whatever. Right, exactly.
Keep it simple. Let the food speak for itself. Some people get it mixed up when they go adding all these different flavors to things. Let the food, you know, when you eat macaroni and cheese or greens, people put so much stuff in it that you're eating the other stuff instead of getting the nutrition out of what it is you're preparing. So
right.
I tell people just to cut back. I don't use any salt in my store at all.
Really?
Really, because you can enhance food so many different kind of ways that you don't really need it. Just add more vegetables and every vegetable has flavor. So, you know, you're using four or five different kind of vegetables incorporated in your meal, you know, that's your flavor right there.
Right. So not even sea salt. And I'm saying this because
no.
You can probably get under, I mean, I have got to get rid of salt. I know I love salt. I do. And I've actually started using sea salt because I know sea salt
will
be a little bit more.
Sea salt is fine. It's fine. And I never had it in my kitchen. I never had it in my house. So how I got high blood pressure is like, wow. But it's, you have to read the labels when you purchase things because, like, in a box of oodles and noodles where people give their children and they eat 3 or 4 packs of oodles and noodles, it's 1,100 milligrams in each pack. So if a child, if they should have only, you know, 900 to 1,000 milligrams and you eat 4 packs of oodles and noodles, you see how these kids are obese and they have high blood pressure before they're 8 years old is because, or those, all the snacks that they have for children, is just so much salt in them. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Now, do you offer, like, packages or catering? And I'm sure you do, but I'm, you know, asking questions that I've gotten on my email. Do you offer a catering to weddings?
Oh, I do weddings all the time.
Okay.
That's part, you know, that's when I cater for all people, for all groups. Like, when I did P. Diddy's party, it was supposed to be for 500 people. It ended up being 1,300 people. And, you know, I did the thing, you know. And I mean, they drove me crazy for 7 days before we do the event. But, yeah, I do everything. I just love cooking. And I love, you know, you could take a room of people, 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they don't know each other.
Right.
So everybody's coming for the food. So when you see people getting to meet each other, talking to each other, and they have that food, that food that's, gives you conversation. I've had people get married coming to my place of business or go on to have relationships for 8 or 9 years because they came into my store. The food was the topic of conversation, and then it just went on to something else.
Wow. And do you...
I love what I do.
Well, I can tell. I can hear your enthusiasm about it, which is also really nice to know that, you know, you're doing something that you have a love for and that you have a passion for, because I think that's important, especially in this type of business, when you're dealing with food and people's personalities and all the different nuances that comes with catering and incorporating food and putting this with that, you know, deciding what sauce goes with what. How can we get the Obama sauce, that sauce?
How can you get it? Well, actually, we make it, so it's kind of hard to get it. What it is I ship food. Like, people can order food, and I can ship it. You know, I've shipped food to New Orleans. I've shipped food to Buffalo, New York, to my parents. And we just do it overnight. You get some dry ice, and you just overnight it. So if anytime you want to experience the Obama, you just let me know that address, and you can have it within 24 hours.
Okay, because someone said... Well, someone sent an email. How can they get something shipped if they wanted it shipped?
All they have to do is give them my business phone number. They call and they can have it within 24 hours. We'll just ship it. Get some, put in the dry ice and send it right through UPS or FedEx, and it'll be there in 24 hours.
And I promise Chef Johnson will give us his information at the end of the show. One other question I have: what is your specialty?
Okay. What is my specialty? Well, considering my business is wings, my specialty in this particular location is our buffalo wings. We offer 20 different flavors. We have a website called MetroCityWings.com. So you can go on that website and you can see the various flavors. I'm from Buffalo, and then being in Buffalo, we had a mild, medium, hot suicide. And I featured those sauces for many years, but then I had some people from D.C. say, you know, Rick, it'd be nice if you can come up with some different flavors. And I was like, well, these are the flavors from my hometown. And then the person replied back to me, and they said, you're not in Buffalo anymore. So I went from five sauces to 26, and I swear to God, it was the best thing I ever done, because on some days, I sell mostly the other sauces versus the sauces that I originally started with.
Oh, my God.
So
and you said you
worked.
Had 20 different types of sauces? Or
I
wings?
Had 26, yeah. If you go on MetroCityWings.com, you can see the sauces. There's so many. And I can continue because I've been doing food for so long that
right.
I just incorporated. I didn't just think people wanted those that many sauces, but it has worked out very well.
Wow. So it's okay. So I'm going to throw something out there to you. Is it kind of like, you know what mumbo sauce is to DC?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows what the mumbo sauce is. But
yes, everybody. And I sell that too.
Do you? Do you
yes,
make your
ma'am.
Own version of it?
I buy a, I have a base and then I add to the base. So I do use this. I mean, because mumbo sauce really, if you ask me in all the places I've been to, it's really like a barbecue sauce.
Right.
So I just add some other stuff to enhance it coming through my store.
Right, right. What about just plain old fried wings? No.
Well, you know what? See, everybody got wings, so I don't want to be like everybody else. I wanted my stuff to be different. So I go about my food. My food is not cheap. You know, some people. But what it is I give you quality food for the dollar that you pay.
Okay.
I give you food. If I invited you to my house, the same food I sell in my place of businesses is the same food that I represent. You know, to my customers, I give them the best. I buy only the best, and I sell the best.
Well, I mean, and you know, price is reflective of how good the food is. I mean, my thing is, if you have good food, you want it. You know, you're going to have to pay for it.
That's right. That's right. And I'm trying to change people's mentality. Like when I first started, everybody see the well, you have Koreans, and their food is prepared. They redip the fries. They redip the wings. My food, when you come in, it takes 10 to 12 minutes. The busier we get, the longer it takes. So some people can wait 15, 20 minutes. But it's the minute you order your food is when your food is dropped. I cannot do it any other way. It has to be fresh. It has to be raw. You just have to wait. So when I have changed a lot of people's mentality from coming in and then being ready in 2 minutes, now people want to wait. You know, when they bring people to the store, they say, no, we have to wait because it's being made to order.
So now when they come to the store, is it like a sit-down restaurant or is it like
it's
a place
we have like it? It's a sit-down, it's a carry-out. But for some reason, most people get the food and they sit in the car and eat it anyway. I don't understand that. But we do have sit-down, but for some reason, I don't know why it is that people just want to sit and eat. And they'll sit right in the car, right in front of my place of business and eat the food.
I say,
we have a dining room for you, but and we have 12 televisions, but still, they'll go sit in the car and eat the food.
Wait till it gets hot. They're going to go to Haynes Point or Anacostia Park.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 man.
So give us the information before I let you go, Chef. MetroCityWings.com. You can check out all the different flavors, varieties of his wings. And what if we want to come to your place of business?
It's at 4404 St. Barnabas Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, 20748.
207, and it's called?
Metro City Wing House.
Metro City Wing House. And then if we want to get you to cater an event, how should we get in contact with you for that?
Call me 301-675-1808, or you can email me at bigrick415@gmail.com.
Big Rick.
Mm-hmm. I'm 6'6", 270 pounds.
Well, hello, Chef. Hello. Look, hello, Big Rick.
Right.
You're 6'6".
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we see you coming.
Yeah, so like... you'll definitely see me, and I'm loud, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying, in a good way.
Yeah.
I remember I had dreads for 8 years, and I would always, when I catered these parties, the people would ask for me, and then they would see me, and they would give me this look. So I talked to this professional black sister of mine, and I told her what the problem was. These people never called me back. And she said, well, you're 6'6", you're 280 pounds, and you got locks down your back. And she said, you're loud. So the next day I cut it off, and business has been better.
Oh, my. Well, I love the locks, but, you know, I can dig it, though. I mean, you're, like, intimidating, but, you know, you got food
right,
coming to me.
Exactly.
You can look like Crazy Eddie. I'm like, come on in.
That's right. But other people, you know, they could be,
Chef Johnson, you have been such a pleasure to talk to, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your thriving business. And I encourage everyone to check Chef Johnson's Place South, Metro City Wings in Marlow Heights, Maryland. You can go on metrocitywings.com to check out all the different varieties of his wings.
Right.
And Big Rick, what?
Big Rick at BigRick415@gmail.com.
At forfeit@gmail.com if you want to get some catering information. I really appreciate it, and I guess I got to close out the show before Don just cuts me off.
Thank
you so much for being on The Beauty Father. I really appreciate
it. Anytime. And then when you want some, just let me know, and we'll send it to you, okay?
Get it up! No, let me stop.
Just call me, and I'll have it sent to you.
I will do that, and everyone who knows me, my friends, I will invite you over so you all can try some of his wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for being on the Beauty Files, and thank you guys for listening to my show. I really appreciate it. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.